It's 7:41. Washington Redskins owner Dan Snyder is scheduled to meet with NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell later today to discuss the controversy surrounding the team's name. Joining us live this morning, Comcast Sportsnet anchor Chick Hernandez. Chick, this whole controversy surrounding the team name has been like a boulder rolling downhill, but has Snyder indicated any chance that he's willing to change the team's name?
Not really. Not indicated that at all. But the fact that he's having the meeting with the commissioner at least is a positive sign for those who are hoping for a change. But at least he's willing to listen. We're not quite sure. Well, we are sure that the commissioner called the meeting to bring Dan Snyder up there and talk about it. And then the commissioner will meet with the Oneida Native American Nation tomorrow, and we'll see how it all kind of rolls out.
Chick, from the way you can best gauge it from your relationship being out very often in Ashburn at Redskins Park, within the organization, is there a lot of support for keeping the name, or are we beginning to see some break there too?
I think there's more support for keeping the name overall. I think that what's happened is more people realize that there is a faction that is offended by the name. And so for many years, obviously, this was just the team name. And obviously, the Redskins didn't mean to offend anybody. But I think from players and people in the organization, they see that there's a point being made. And so they can't ignore it because the groundswell in this day and age of social networks, Twitter and Facebook, and how quickly something can get viral, it's hard. They can't ignore it. Possible to ignore.
Do we know how other owners feel? I mean, essentially, the commissioner works for the owners. Any chance that other owners could bring pressure to bear on Dan Snyder?
That's a great question. I do not know that. And I'd be interested to see a poll by the owners. I think, you know, listen, this organization's been around for quite a long time. I don't think the owners, quite frankly, would like a change because the NFL doesn't like to change. And obviously all the dollars are built into the brand name of the Washington Redskins in the NFL, and to change that would be a tremendous undertaking. But having said that, owners are also, they don't like to lose popularity contests. And this would not be a popular thing if this battle gets ugly, then that's going to be a black mark in the NFL.
Right. Now, this is the same league that, of course, over the last 2 years has taken $36 million away from the Redskins in cap room. So we know that there may not be the most perfect of relationships between all of the owners and Dan Snyder and the Redskins group. But what about with the commissioner? What kind of relationship does Snyder have with Goodell?
I think it's a professional relationship. I know for a fact that the Redskins brass was not happy when they received that $36 million salary cap hit a few years ago, especially right before the free agent signing period, that they kind of felt like that was a slap in the face to the organization. But I think overall, the relationship is professional. And, you know, these are grown men. They have to handle this thing in a grown man way.
Be interesting to see how this meeting goes today. Thanks, Chick. Appreciate it.
Okay. Talk to you.
Comcast Sportsnet anchor Chick Hernandez on his way to New York where this meeting will take place.
On the train, and one wonders if he's going to have the same experience that the former NSA director had when he was on the train last week and somebody overheard his conversation he was having.